Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. This is the last installment in a series of podcasts we are doing to talk about the rule change proposal to move the age of legal body checking to the bantam level. We are joined once again by USA Hockey President Ron DiGregorio. Ron, thank you very much again for taking the time to talk with us today.
You're welcome.
For those listeners who may not understand what will take place in June at the USA Hockey's annual Congress, can you briefly describe the voting process and how it will all shake out?
Well, generally, as you know, we have 94 board of directors. They will be coming in June, our annual meeting. This year is a rules change year. And during a rules change year, we do have several rules that are being reviewed and proposed by anyone who wants to propose a rule. It goes through our rules committee. They give a thumbs up or thumbs down recommendation for a rule. That is printed and submitted to the board for their consideration prior to reaching the meeting in June. Many discussions are taking place right now on all of these rules, and when the board convenes in June, there'll be additional meetings to discuss the various rules and the topics associated with those rules. Then the vote will be taken, majority rules, and then we move forward with the implementation of any rules that are passed.
So who gets to vote on this? You said there's 94 members. How do you become a voting member of USA Hockey?
Yeah, first of all, we have 34 affiliates and 12 districts. Each district has representation based on the number of members that are in that district, to a maximum of four directors per in a district. In addition to that, each one of our sections, like our high school section, our women's section, our disabled section, our registrar's section, our coaching section, our referee section, all of those sections will have one person as a director that has been selected by the section members, and they will be part of the voting process. We also have at-large members, at-large directors that are voted by the body, not coming from any specific discipline or district, and there are nine of those that will also be voting on this proposal. And then you have representation from two representatives from the NCAA, representative from the NHL, and another from the NHLPA. A couple from the American Collegiate Hockey Association. That's club hockey, high school hockey. So there are several disciplines and sections so that all the stakeholders in the sport have something to offer with respect to the voting process.
Well, it sounds like you have all the bases covered. You've got it sounds like a who's who of hockey out there who will be voting on this very important rule change in addition to other rules.
Yes.
Can you just talk a little bit about, so the vote takes place at the end of annual Congress? And is there discussions once everybody gets together? Are there other meetings? Obviously, people have been talking about this for quite a while, but is there one last chance to kind of really get the message out to the voting members?
Yes, the board meets on the last day of the Congress. Prior to that, all of our councils, committees, and sections do meet. They discuss some of the most important elements that pertain to their section or discipline, and obviously this will be one that all committees and councils and sections will discuss. We'll also have a town meeting on this so that everyone, all the sections and councils and representatives, including not only those who vote, but those who are presidents of affiliates and those who are just in the audience, will be attending a town meeting where this discussion will take place. That discussion will also, by the way, be broadcast, as usual, for others to watch on the Internet.
Well, that's great. That people who can't make it to Colorado Springs in June, I'm sure a lot of them will be very interested in hearing this. You've traveled extensively and taught around the country and have talked to a lot of people. Do you have a sense of like how confident are you that this proposal will pass in June?
Well, my confidence in it being approved is very, very high. That's not the issue. The issue really, from my perspective, is the acceptance and understanding by most, if not all, of our members of why this is an important part of the American development model and the tenets of the long-term athlete development principles around which that is based. It's important for people, and especially parents, as well as all stakeholders, to understand that this is, again, a very important skill development piece. No check doesn't mean no touch. We're going to have body contact and probably a higher standard for body contact allowable prior to the legal body checking. And they have to understand the preparatory and the progressive nature of the progressive checking skill development program. The rule is just a piece of it, so they need to understand the full complement of what it means, what this program means for them and their children. There is an element of risk reduction in this, we feel, but the tenet of developing players was the foremost in our mind. But as we went through the process, there was obvious concern about some of the risks associated with what we were doing, both from the point of view of deterring or slowing down skill development, as well as the issues of safety. But so I think they need to understand that. And so even if it passes, we do still need to incubate an understanding of all of our members of why this makes sense. And we're going to continue to watch what is happening in the field, but we do need people to understand why this makes sense. And then it doesn't stop there. Having this voted on and successfully passed just starts the work. Staff, volunteers must implement the full program. We will have the tools in place. We will have the referee training pieces in place, the coaching pieces in place. We need to do the job on the ice managing what we are talking about. We need to manage that, both from a referee and coaching perspective, so that it is right what we're doing. And we also need to adjust the standard of play, which is part of this program and will be also part of the rule discussion for body checking before and after legal body checking is allowed.
Absolutely. You know, you have a lot of outstanding people working in both the USA Hockey's Hockey Operations Office, the Coaching Education Program, the Officiating Education Program, so many dedicated and awesome volunteers at the grassroots level who will be charged with making this this program into a reality. Are you pretty confident that everything will be ready to go starting, let's say, September 1 or whenever the season starts?
Well, they tell me that, and they know that when they tell me yes, it will be, they know that they need to make it happen. And I know that we're progressing right on schedule. We're having regular meetings on this. This is not something that we're taking lightly. This is not just a rule. This is a full program. And we're putting a lot of resources, human and financial, to make this happen.
Great. Well, as this is the last in our USA Hockey Magazine podcast series on this topic, I wanted to see if you had any final thoughts on the teamwork that you have been a part of, whether it's through our Hockey Operations Office, the Youth Council, Safety and Protective Equipment Committee, the Body Checking Subcommittee. I mean, everybody else involved. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, the success of is always better when it's done as a large group. Can you talk a little bit about the success, the teamwork that you've experienced in helping get this rule to where it is right now?
Harry, you know, I often say there's a lot to like about USA Hockey. I've been around a long time. It's just amazing to me the dedication and commitment and the focus when we have something to do that is important for the kids. I think this is one of those projects that has presented people from all walks of life, from those who are in the National Hockey League or who served on our committee. These were tough guys, some of them, like Mike Milbury, and those kinds of guys, who Peter Laviolette, that have looked at this project and said, we need to do something. And then from the point of view of the coaching directors who looked at the science, you know, many of us, we weren't so sure about this at one point. I wasn't sure about it. But after listening to these experts and then taking the time to really read and understand all the tenets here, the data that's overwhelmingly in favor of doing this. It, you know, the preponderance of evidence is overwhelming. And again, this is a progressive checking program. This is not no touch. There's body contact. I think those who are concerned about it must look at what it is that we're doing. They have to go to our website, www.usahockey.com, and take the time to read all the information. Look at the YouTube videos in terms of what is allowed under this this mission, under this project. And if they do that, they, like all the team members that have come and looked at it, some, like myself, a little bit concerned about this change. Like any change, we all become fearful of what is the unknown. But frankly, what we know is fearful. And so that's why the change makes sense. So my point to everyone right now is join the team, look at it, let's work with it. We need to work with it on the ice as well as off the ice and protect our kids and make them as good as they can be. Yeah, not everyone's going to be in the NHL. That's not the point. We want the players to be the best that they can be, and if they make the NHL, fine. If they make the U.S. Olympic team, fine. But if they don't, we want them to be healthy and with a reduction of risk moving to whatever they do and staying involved with the sport.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Digger. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us today on this USA Hockey Magazine podcast and sharing your thoughts. And you beat me to the punch. I was going to remind our listeners that for more information on this rule change proposal and other facets of it, you can go to usahockey.com, click on the body checking link. There's a lot of great information, a lot of videos, PDFs, and so on and so forth that can answer all of your questions. We'll be back again next week when we'll start to tackle other topics in the world of hockey at USA, involved with USA Hockey, and some of the stories that can be found in the pages of USA Hockey Magazine. Thanks for listening.